Well, you're going to need a lot of components if you want to build your own system. So you need a transmitter, receiver, controller, some antennas, probably going to need a duplexer. Well, there's a lot of components that go into it. And it can get pretty costly, and it's not cheap. There are some portable repeaters I've seen on places like eBay and on Amazon. How well they work, I really couldn't tell you. But yeah, there's a lot of information on the web about how to do it. It's just time and money are the two main factors there. It's not easy to just build it and put it up on the air unless you've been doing it for a long time. But yeah, it takes a little bit. It takes a little bit of knowledge, and it's going to take a little bit of cash. It's not easy.
Yeah, I definitely hear that. I'm willing to put some money into it, and definitely willing to put some time into it. I've been studying for the ham radio test. I'm just not there yet. There's a lot more to the ham stuff than there is to GMRS. And I do have, again, this is WROW328. I am a licensed ham, or not ham, but GMRS person. So, yeah, I'm willing to put all the time in, and as much money as I can. And I appreciate all the information you give me, and I've definitely looked at the Arkansas GMRS stuff and the My GMRS stuff. Over.
Well, Roger, that'd be where I would start. Is talk to the people who are already doing what you want to do, what you're planning to do, because they would have the best answers for you. But there's a lot of GMRS based mobile radios that you can plug into a power supply and run at home. Anywhere from 75 to 150 bucks. There's a lot on there. 25 watts is more than enough, especially where you are. If you're, Fayetteville there, you won't need much power to make it to either the Garfield or the God Mountain site, which is linked. Garfield's not a standalone, but I guess eventually they are going to link it. But yeah, you're in the right track, and keep studying. It's not too hard. When you have time to put a little bit more effort into it, I'm a ham and a GMRS. And ham is a little bit more flexible. You can get a hotspot and a GMR radio and talk to people in Africa if you want to. That'd be a cool thing for you guys to do if you use that. Use ham to be that long distance from state to state on GMR. That would be perfect for you. This is WRAR667, Dave in Lincoln.
So I was actually, I was in the Army Infantry back in the mid to late 90s, and I loved the radio stuff, and that's why I'm, 25 years later getting back into this, and I just love the fact that this community, you can talk to people, and get advice and all that stuff. I'm all into this. So I'm hoping that I keep talking to all y'all and, whatever.
Well, that's definitely what we do here. That's what it's for. That's what it's built for. That's their labor of love. And I sure do appreciate it. And I am blessed to have three GMRS repeaters within my reach here, my little rinky-dink home station, coat hanger antenna. I'm doing all right, and I'm grateful for that. But yeah, you'll probably bump into some more folks on here eventually that are a lot more into it than I am, or have a lot more knowledge of station construction, requirements and things and parts and, all the stuff you need to build something for yourself to use personally. But Yeah, that's good to hear from you on here. And I monitor the system every once in a while. I'll get in here and chit chat if I hear somebody in there. So I heard you in there, so I figured I'd answer you and say hello. Again, this is Dave, and we're over here in Lincoln.
Heard. This is Adam in Fayetteville, WROW328. And it's good talking to you. I'm probably going to get off the radio now and, you know, do other things, but I love this GMRS stuff. Have a good night.
Roger that, Adam. You do the same. And GMRS is the stepping stone into bigger and even more things on ham radio. The possibilities are limitless. There's so much you can do. But this will do for now. I totally enjoyed GMRS as well. Have a good New Year, and maybe I'll chat with you again on here later. WRAR 667, and we're clear.
WROX 300 is the guy who's still looking to make his own repeater there.
This is WROW328. I'm probably the guy that wants to make my own repeater that you're talking to. Over.
Yeah, I just got a few minutes. One of the things you need to do is you need to look at YouTube and Nana Rubicon. He put together two Loxon or Ocean KG1000s and made his own repeater, and that's going to be a good place to start. The other thing you need to remember is that it doesn't matter how powerful your radio is. If your antenna isn't high enough, it's not going to get your signal out. Somebody explained it once very succinctly that height equals might and power equals saturation. So you can have 50, 100, you know, 200 watts going out, but if you don't have that antenna up high, it's not really going to be effective. So I would worry about those two things first. And like I said, YouTube's going to be your friend. Look at Nana Rubicon's. How he pieced together his repeater, and that'd be a good place to start. WROX 300, clear.
I actually took a class in the Army on how to build an antenna. I know that the antenna wavelength, you know, I know that formula, and I know that the power only does so much, and it comes down to like the power, the direction, you know, multiple directions and all that stuff. That's the antenna being the right antenna. Over.
WRX 100 is Whiskey Bravo out and clear and monitored.